Hey, good morning. 540. We'll round up 545. Q105, the morning reboot. We are very glad you decided to start your day with us here live on the air. Toledo, except for our one maybe podcast listener in Argentina.
Yes.
That'll make some sense if you go to my Instagram post right now. It just went up. A brand new graphic. I don't want to say logo, but a brand new graphic to share with you of the radio station Toledo, Floyd, and I. $1,000 payoff. We'll give you that first national keyword around 8:50 or so this morning, and then you've got till 9:20 to text that word. More about the $1,000 payoff on our website, Q1055.com. To be a part of the show today, 419-240-1055. You can call as you'd like. You can also text anytime, and we'll do our best to either respond to you and acknowledge your text on the air, or you might get a text from me at 3 o'clock in the afternoon as I'm laying on the couch at home and be like, yo, thanks for the text. We will get to a very surprising content in the text message I got from a friend on Friday night after 7. Also, I'll be in an Anthony Wayne Middle School event tonight. We'll have a guest on around 7:30 to talk about why they're having this mental health night. It's Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. We'll get you a prize pack from Taco Bell. Panel full of ladies after 8. How many speed gun tickets do you have, or have you gotten out of them? Around 8:30, Jeffy McGee is here today, our pop culture guru. Toy Story 4 comes out. We've seen a teaser trailer with the new Key and Peele characters who will be a part of that franchise. So we'll do toy movies. A lot to get to here today. A very busy show. If you miss any of it, get the podcasts so you can listen to all 2 hours of our content whenever you'd like. Text my name to our number, or you can hit Q1055.com or go to wherever you get your podcasts and search Eric Chase. Easy stuff there. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. 546. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Floyd.
Hello.
I'm going to read something. I'm going to read you something real quick.
Okay.
Measles is so contagious that an infected person can cough.
Too soon?
Yeah. Measles is so contagious that an infected person can cough in a room, leave, and hours later, if you're unvaccinated, you could catch the virus from droplets in the air that the person left behind. No other virus can do that. You need to get a measles vaccine?
I do. I need to call today to get... No, I'm not contagious, people. No, I need to call today to set up an appointment. And the girl gave me a slot yesterday, but I couldn't confirm the time. So either today or tomorrow. So either way, I'm getting it done in the next 48 hours. Yeah.
You're not an anti-vax person, are you?
No. I just, with my job, my other job, we have to do like updates and my file came up. So I'm the new employee I'm the newest file that came up like, oh, he needs to get updated because I've been there for a minute.
Working around kids and being in a school environment,
mm-hmm.
Are you extremely pro-vaccination?
As I'm coughing, look, you jinxed me. I am. That's how I was raised. I mean, my nephew got a vaccination. I got a vaccination. Like, it was just routine.
Right.
So, like, when I do incoming parents who are just like, no, it causes all this stuff. I'm like, are there facts to back it up? Because I, like I said, educate myself. So, I, like, educate me on this. And, like, the one parent who I've had an altercation with kind of just gave me attitude instead of giving me, like, knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of was just, like, once... It's like with any debate or argument, once you drop a cuss word or you catch an attitude, I automatically check out because your point's invalid and you're just being angry. So I just like, I educated myself and I'm a vaccinator. Go team.
Even if the government is injecting nanodes into you to track you, you're already giving everybody all that information on Facebook.
Hello.
At least you'll be healthy.
I mean, and you could ping me on my phone, mm-hmm. and Snapchat. You want to know where I am? There's my little bit emoji.
When is the measles shot?
When?
Yeah.
Either today at 11 or tomorrow at 11. So yeah. I have to call around like 10 o'clock to see if the slot's still open.
Where do you have to go?
I was going to go to my primary caregiver, but they moved locations. So they're no longer next to the lab where I would have to go, where I got other blood work drawn. So I they recommended me just call the health department and they were like, say so-and-so sent you. And that's all it was. It was easy.
Get some pictures.
Pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, ask if you can take some pictures. Show like some anti-vax people. Like, there's nothing nefarious going on there.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to keep you from getting a very contagious disease.
Yeah, I kind of want to get it done today because I don't have anxiety over shots. I just want it out the way.
Because
like my boss has been very patient with me. I've been very patient with her. So like, hopefully I call it a day. And she's like, oh yeah, you can just come in now. So something's telling me, because she gave me two options. I'm like, why would you give me the second option? So like I said, either way, it's going to be done either at 11 o'clock today or 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. I look forward to pictures.
Here we go. And I don't mind shots. I have tattoos all on my body, so.
Yeah, I would find it interesting if you do hate needles, how you're able to handle any tattoo fixation.
See, my mom, she's a needle hater. Like, she says she has weak veins. I don't know if that's a thing, but like when they poke and prod her, like for IVs and stuff, they can never find one. And my mom hates needles. So she goes from, like, I always say this, butch to bitch in like 5.2 seconds. Because she's just like the nicest woman ever. And as soon as she gets poked, it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like, her head spins, and like her two children just back up, and they're like, the nurse is like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, oh, you don't understand. We've been through this for 35 and 34 years. You're about to get the wrath of Miss Donna.
But yeah. But they're still pros.
They're pros. I mean, some people, they just, when they go to the hospital, they get, I guess I'm that person, like, you just build your defenses up so you have an attitude right away. So, like, well, no matter what they tell you, you're just going to be like, okay, I can take this.
But then, well, you're scared.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're kind of born somehow with the fear of, as kids, the fear of dentists and needles.
Yeah.
I don't know how or where it comes from.
I never feared the dentist. That was my sister.
I was afraid of the dentist.
See, I was a doctor kid. Like, every time we go to a doctor, Riverside Hospital, which is no longer there, I'd freak out. My sister would be happy. Like, but when we had to go to dentist, I'm like, yes, let's go. My sister would be like, mm-mm.
It took me till I was in my mid-30s, till I was no longer afraid of the dentist, and now I welcome it. Obviously, I happily talk about Dr. Frankel stuff, and I've now, with needles, I'm fine, whether it's getting blood drawn or getting a shot, all I say is, no Band-Aids. They're like,
oh, that's right.
They're like, what? They're like, can I do tape and gauze? I'm like, absolutely. Put a Band-Aid on me.
Can you do the cotton ball and tape?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will choke slam you into the ground.
Do you know where that fear came from? Not even a fear. Like, is it a fear?
The Band-Aid thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly where it came
from. Okay, okay.
Speaking of fears and things being irrational, I'll be part of a mental health night at Anthony Wayne Middle School tonight out there in, I think, White House. Amy, who helped coordinate this night, will join us for a couple of minutes about it at 7:30. Remember a few weeks ago I was like, I haven't written anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't, because I wasn't feeling well on Saturday and Sunday. I didn't rehearse. Yesterday I did. Tonight's going to be a home run.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Huge home run.
Did you do the... Oh my, what is happening? Measles. See?
It's in your throat. That's where it starts.
No, everything, the crud's coming out of me finally after like 4 weeks. Did you write a speech or bullet points?
I bullet pointed this one because the last time I did a speech was at the Epic Young Professionals Conference, and that was more taking the road of, we're going to talk about failure and why it's important, and then weave that into my mental health story and what I've been through and how I've built some coping mechanisms, where this is just kind of straight biographical.
Okay.
And I tried to add, I mean, because obviously you gain new experiences, you read new things. I'm grabbing something from when the New Orleans Saints got screwed a couple of weeks ago in the playoffs. One of their players wrote something on Twitter, very thoughtful, and I yanked something out of there to add into this, something along the lines of, life isn't always going to be what you want it to be. And we know that, but I expounded on it a little bit. So I put that in, and I'm going to kick some ass tonight.
Yes. Well, good for you.
Can you make it out?
I can't.
I know you have work.
I have. Well, that too, and I have an Equality Toledo meeting tonight.
Blow it off.
I did the last one.
Blow it off again.
No, I have to impact young minds and empower young
You do that
days.
Here.
The rising. There's my agenda.
I have another one in March at UT. I forget what it's for. It's a conference they've done annually now, and I think they're expecting several hundred people. They initially asked me to just host it and MC it, but last week, Jocelyn was like, can you do a keynote? Oh, and I charge colleges. They have money.
Right.
They're not getting a freebie. So if you can, I have to get the date, but
like I said, when I first started on the show, I was like, I want to come support you. And do you do a Q&A, right?
Those are my favorite parts.
See, I was about to say the same thing. When I do like college shows in the summer, I do Purdue and I do Tiffin. And like I said, we do like a panel, and like they, it's like 45 minutes, and like they can ask you anything. I think yours is more based on mental health, but like for me, like I get asked how I started, when I started, what makes me keep going, what pros and cons of it. And that's my favorite thing, because I feel like you connect with those people on a more personal level, and then I feel like they go home rewarded with something, and I go home thinking like, wow, people genuinely do care.
Mm-hmm. It's the morning reboot, Eric Chase Floyd. The new logo or graphic is up on my Instagram. If you want to go check that out, you can search easily and find it. It'll be up on our Q105 Facebook page shortly. Also, thank you for the Hulu password and login.
Yes.
Did you see my name?
I did see it. No, actually, my mom saw your name because I told her, I said, oh, by the way, Eric's going to be the new one on the profile. She said, okay, so she clicks. She goes, is this Eric who's on the radio with you? And I go, yeah. She goes, oh. I said, I already told him he's into the family now.
So. Did you see the name?
No, I didn't get to see the name.
I watched, so I wanted it. I'll probably try The Handmaid's Tale at some point before it gets too far away from me. It seems
what season like is this?
The teaser was for the third.
Oh, yeah, that's enough time to catch up.
I'll try it, but I really wanted it because so many people listen. You got to watch Rick and Morty. It's totally you. Mm-hmm. It's nerdy science stuff, but it's adult humor. And I can only imagine, and I know there was some debate whether or not the guy was going to make another season for a while, and mm-hmm. it's coming. I know
it went off for a while.
Or it just, I think there was a long break between seasons. I can only imagine that the guy who puts the thing on or who creates it cooks meth at the same time while he's... Now, the show probably gets better, and I had some pretty good out loud laughter in the second episode where the dogs take over robot bodies and begin to enslave people, and he's like, how do you like... Human, how do you like your face being rubbed in the urine? So there's some laugh out loud parts, but it's so... like spastic.
Yeah.
That I can only imagine. It's like cook math, right show. Cook math, right show.
The grandfather, I think it's Rick.
That's more. Yes.
Morty. No, Rick. He is.
There's my name.
Nice.
I am the nice Jew boy.
Nice.
But so any other Hulu suggestions? I skimmed around and I didn't see anything that grabbed me.
My mom and sister watch all the Hulu exclusive originals. I just catch up on my old shows that I genuinely like.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I talk about Speechless all the time. I used to be a Modern Family person, but the kids are grown up, so they're not funny anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They're more annoying now because they're teenagers. So I use it to like for shows that like I should watch that are on now, but like I'm way seasons behind. So I don't watch any of the originals. And like their movie selection isn't that great.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So... that's what Netflix is for. So, like I said, I use Hulu to catch up on my nostalgia type shows. Like, I like Bob's Burgers, but I'm also like three seasons behind. So,
I've got to. I saw my Netflix come out of my debit account the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I saw it's like $15.99 now. I got to sell a profile or two out. I got to rent it out because I've got it sitting there. Right?
Is this the new price thing? They have it already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. So it's $14.99 or $15.99, it's up there. I've got to rent it out to somebody for a couple of bucks. I got to find somebody who doesn't have Netflix and be like, hey, you got to buy me a small coffee a month
right.
to make up for this.
Venmo me $5 a month. There we go.
Last thing before we get into now or net. Is it the measles?
No, it's not the measles.
You're really going to like this game that we do in just a couple of minutes. I got going yesterday. I only check my mail like once every like 7 to 10 days, and I got some pieces of mail. And
you're better than me.
I just got on a kick yesterday, and I had to work on my healthcare coverage. Had to make sure that I can get my Medicaid again. Mm-hmm. If you want to have an adult discussion with me about that, I welcome it.
Well, good, because not to cut you off, I think I filled out all that stuff correctly, and I got nothing back, so I don't even know what I'm doing.
Do you have it as well?
I don't know.
Do you get health insurance through your other job? No?
No.
Do you have any health insurance?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. What do you do when you go to the doctor?
I don't.
Oh. You might have
like,
something.
But I might. I don't know. Like, so
no,
here's
I mean like a disease.
No, I have nothing. I promise. I hope I'm good. Knock on wood. But no, the one time I went to the doctors, they told me I had health insurance. I said, what? No, I don't. And she's like, yeah, you do. And she like brought me all the paperwork. I said, oh, I've been suffering for 2 years. So I don't know. Like that's a whole nother discussion. This is a whole nother marbles.
I was filling it out online and then I ran into a question. I was like, let me see if filling this out by paper might be more helpful to my cause. Although hopefully things around here, I can get some employer coverage.
Mm.
But that led me to doing my taxes because I was concerned having some wonky employment over the last year and the insurance stuff would be weird on my taxes. But I, knock on wood, TurboTax, I got that done. I get like $700 back. And I owe the state of Ohio $3.
Do you?
Take my money.
I know I owe them $29.
It's always it's usually your money,
Owens.
Right.
You're getting your money, Owens. It only took me 4 years.
What are you with taxes? Will you wait a while?
Well, I normally do them right away, but I've been so busy with stuff that my W-2s are literally just sitting in my book bag.
How do you do them?
I used to go to a place, but then I was like, I don't feel like being charged that much. So I'm going to try to do them myself. Because I downloaded the TurboTax. I've heard you talk about it and the girls at work talk about it. And there's like, I think a $40 option.
Yeah.
That it's worth it, she said.
Well,
so
it's like 40 to get in and then it's another 40 for your state.
Okay.
And then I didn't know.
So it's like 80 altogether.
Yeah. And then I chose the option to have it directly deposited and that also costs $40.
Okay.
But you can opt out of that. But you can probably get it done for $80. And look, I am a tax neophyte. If I can do it in less than 30 minutes.
Okay.
Anybody
maybe
can.
That'll be my goal today because my book bag's in my car. So, and even and TurboTax seemed like, because I just skimmed through the little app I downloaded on my phone because I saw the commercial, because commercials work, it seemed pretty straight and narrow to the point.
It is.
So that I was like, okay, so I just need to set aside like 30 to 40 minutes just to do it.
Yep.
I'll attempt to do it.
601, there's a new, I would say CD, but I don't know if there's a physical copy out. We'll do now for 69 coming out. Now or not, coming up in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 Studios.
614 on the morning reboot with Q105. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Just before 9 today, your first chance to win the $1,000 payoff with our national keyword we'll give to you to win that money. More on our website, Q1055.com. Now, volume 69 is out.
I'm only laughing.
I know why you're laughing. Some people are like, well, wait a second.
No, not that.
No, well, I know why you're laughing. Some people are like, wait a second. I thought they were way past that, but hold on.
Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in
hillside. It's here, now 69.
You got me begging you for mercy.
Two CDs of the biggest and best chart hits.
Now 69 has already come out in the UK and in Ireland. So they're up to like 108.
Yeah, they're up there.
Here, we are just now at 69. So I didn't know that this is one of the few internet jokes that slipped by me. When they tweeted out that, hey, you know, here's now 69, everybody said, nice. Like, that's the internet joke. There's just dozens and dozens of responses to them that just say, nice, for obvious or maybe not obvious reasons.
Man, so I remember running to Kmart in junior high to buy Now One, and the first song on that one, Barbie Girl by Aqua.
I'm glad you brought up the first one. And
I have it. I had it on cassette.
I have to correct you. One, I don't even know if they release the CDs anymore, but wherever you buy your music, now 69, nice, is out. So we're going to do Now or Nah.
Okay.
I will give you a song and an artist, and you'll tell me whether it was on that volume or not. And I'll give you all as many details as I can.
You mean like any Now volume or?
No, hold on. I'll give it to you and you'll know exactly where we're going. But first, Now Volume 1 was simply called Now.
It was.
There was no one. So we'll start with that one, which came out Now, That's What I Call Music, October 27th, 1998. Now or Nah? Nah means it was not on there, okay?
Okay.
Tonic, If You Could Only See.
It was on there.
You're right. Now or Nah, same one, next, Too Close.
That was not on there.
Holy crap. You're right.
You don't understand. That was my favorite compilation cassette.
All right, let's jump ahead a little bit.
Okay.
Now, Volume 5, November 14th, 2000. NSYNC, It's Gonna Be Me.
You said 2000?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have to be on there.
Correct. Also, How about this one? Is this one on Now Volume 5? 9 Days, Story of a Girl.
This is the story of a girl. I'm going to go say, yeah, that was on there.
Correct.
It had to be. Okay.
All right, let's jump ahead to Now Volume 46, May 7th, 2013. Macklemore Thrift Shop.
Oh, no. No. Correct. No. Okay.
Fun, Carry On, which was their second single.
Carry On.
That one.
Oh, that sounds like it should be on the Now CD. Yes.
It is. Are you saying that there's no hip-hop on these things?
There's some, but they're gonna be deeply edited. Yeah.
Speaking of that, let's jump even further ahead. Now Volume 50, May 6th, 2014. DJ Snake, Lil Jon, Turn Down For What?
Yes. Or, yes. I'm standing by it, yeah.
Correct.
Okay. I'm like, so nervous right now.
Also, Now Volume 50, May 6, 2014. Aloe Black, The Man. That's the vocalist.
I'm a man.
He's the vocalist from Wake Me Up by Avicii.
I'm going to say no.
Correct. I'm sorry, incorrect.
Oh, that was on there. So good.
One more from perhaps Now Volume 50, May 6, 2014. Chainsmokers, Selfie.
No, but I know that's not on there, is it?
It is.
Is it? I love that song. And I get so much crap for loving that song.
Last one, Now Volume 20, November 1st, 2005. Is your car alarm going off?
No.
Now Volume 20, November 1st, 2005. Destiny's Child, Cater to You.
Ooh, yeah, because that was like one of the two hits off that album.
Correct.
Yes.
Barely a hit. Was that the Lose My Breath album?
Yeah, that's the only good song on that
album.
Soldier
was on that one, I think.
I hate that song, and I love Destiny's Child.
Next one, from that, or Now or Nam. Mariah Carey, We Belong Together.
No, that deserves to be on the net, because that was like one of her last few number one hits, so yes.
Nope.
No?
I'm going to guess that was on the following one.
Okay.
So there you go. Nicely done.
All right.
69 Now volumes here in the U.S.
Oh, Now, that's what I call music, was my... I bought that cassette like 3 times.
Everybody did, because that was the time that we were slowly past Napster, which people use, and LimeWire. People used because we hated paying for CDs where you'd get 3 songs.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to date myself, it was the new compilation mashup of everything if you weren't old enough to buy the Time Life collection. Oh. And that came one at night.
Mom, I just ordered CDs off the back of this magazine.
And the Columbia House subscription?
Yeah, yeah.
10 CDs for a penny.
Yeah, where you're then a member for life, and people are still in debt because of those.
I probably am. I made up so many fake aliases.
A fire in downtown Toledo, and update on snow days. We'll get to that in a couple of new sheriffs in the area and news next. 6:20 now.
Q105.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Now that the dumb Super Bowl is over, back to news. There was a fire yesterday at the Key Bank Tower. That's 300 Madison near St. Clair, across from where you used to live at the riverfront.
That's okay. Okay, I think, what time did this happen?
Last night sometime.
Okay.
There was some kind of electrical issue, and it started in the basement of the building. Crews were able to get the fire under control within an hour. The fire was significant, and the biggest challenge while fighting it was the amount of smoke within the area. The battalion chief says the fire will probably impact business within the building. The 42-story building is mostly used for office space, with a version of Kyoto Ka down on the first floor. Toledo Edison was on the scene to look at damages as well. And I think the front of that building, I always get confused in which buildings are connected. The front of that building, I believe, is the Starbucks.
They're all connected. So I felt like I heard the cars because I still live like on the outskirts of downtown. Okay, so maybe I heard it in passing. Okay.
So it looks like all clear now.
Starbucks is okay, right?
I assume
not
so.
Not like I go there, but yeah.
I don't know if those are the same building. This was on the back side, like okay. In the Levis.
So Levis Square side where yeah. All the statues and the water fountain is.
Yep.
Okay.
Let me give you a snow days scorecard. So there are no more snow days. It's how many hours kids go to school. 455 for half-day kindergarten, 910 for full-day kindergarten, and in Ohio, 1,001 hours for students grades 7 through 12. Before 2014, districts were allowed to miss 5 school days, but the state law changed that year, switching districts and schools to hour-based, not day-based schedules. The law now requires schedules to meet a minimum total of student instruction time rather than tracking the number of days a district is open. Most schools overschedule the hours to make up for the snow time. As a result, students are not in jeopardy of having to attend makeup days later in the year. TPS scheduled an additional 68 hours or 11 days more than the minimum. So far, Mother Nature has prompted TPS to cancel 6 school days. So you can do some of the math. Because TPS is also closed for 2 days for professional development, that leaves the district with 3 days and 1 2-hour delay remaining in excess instructional hours. If the district were to exceed its hours, they would get blizzard bags to ensure students would meet the state minimums requirement of hours for instruction. Blizzard bags refer to a state law that allows students to make up to 3 instructional days by completing lessons at home. Perrysburg has missed 5 days this year. If the district misses another day before the 15th, school officials say the district will make students attend class on President's Day.
That's confusing.
I know.
Blizzard bags, we never had them, but they appeared because my sister graduated 3 years after me. So she had blizzard bags. I remember living at home and go, what is that? She's like, it's a blizzard bag. I go, back in my day, we just missed school.
How many hours do they go to school for? 6?
I think it's like six or eight. I mean, it's up there. It's like a work day.
So 1,001 divided by 6 is 167 days. Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Metro Parks might get a big award today. They expect to hear later on if they won the coveted Governor's Award for Howard Marsh Metro Park, a 1,000-acre, $18 million park that opened early last year. That's one of the largest wetlands restoration projects in Ohio's history. Where is this at?
I don't know. Like I'm reading.
I've heard of it. I just don't, and nobody calls it Howard Marsh.
The award, is it the one by? No, that can't be it. It's the one by the zoo, is it?
I don't know.
That's a really nice park.
Can you
too.
Google it real fast? Yeah, the award issued by the Ohio Parks and Recreation Association. You should have a TV show. Would be the first for a local park district. It would be in addition to several other accolades it is to receive at the organization's annual banquet. Part of Oprah's annual conference and trade show being held this year at Kalahari in Sandusky. In addition, U.S. Rep. Marcy Kaptur from here in Toledo is also being honored by Oprah. Dave Zenk, Metro Parks Toledo Executive Director, said Kaptur has been a friend to our agency and many others in the field.
It's in Curtis, Ohio. Howard Marsh
but
Metro
it's
Park.
It's still a Metro Park? For mm-hmm. It's still a Toledo Metro Park?
Probably Northwest Ohio, Lucas County.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been. I've heard of it. Haven't been. From Marcy Kaptur, I believe deeply in the value of our exceptional park systems and in those who serve the public by connecting them with nature and the joy of outdoor experiences. Mommy has a new top cop, and it's a familiar face. Mommy Officer David Tullis is the city's new police chief, replacing James McDonald, who retired in August. Over in Sylvania, they have a new police chief at the end of next month. City Council on Monday announced unanimously the department's Captain Frederick Rick Schnorr Jr. as the new chief beginning March 29th. He'll succeed Chief William Rodas, who is retiring after more than 35 years. Captain Schnorr has been with the department for nearly 25 years, and the new chief there in Sylvania will earn $104,000 annually.
Ooh.
Good paycheck.
Yeah.
Demolition of the Door Street overpass will require lane and ramp closings on 75 through the end of the week and may involve rolling rollbacks to create some gaps. The work hours will be in the evening and overnight, 8 to 6 a.m. The 14th Street entrance to northbound 75 and southbound 75, the Washington Street, may be closed, while lane closings will affect 75 between Indiana and Collingwood. Ramp traffic is going to be detoured to the Collingwood ramp. So 75 in the Door Street area, 8 to 6 in the morning. Just a heads up there. And Mayor Wade is back hosting Wednesdays with Wade this week. It's slated for 4:30 to 6 Wednesday at the Reynolds Corner branch of the library, 4833 door. The public is encouraged to ask questions on any topic. I've never been, but I'd like to go.
Yeah. They did a spotlight on him.
On NBC 24? In 24,
yeah. And I saw the commercial. I didn't get to watch it, but I was like, it's actually cool to see actually the mayor in the community doing stuff with people of different, like, races, genders. Like, he's actually has his hand in there, and, like, he seems like a very nice guy. And he's been up and down these halls a few times. He's been very genuinely nice and says hi.
I think all of the ones besides the one in, like, Point Place, Wednesdays with Wade, mm-hmm. That was jail connected. I think they've all been cordial.
Okay.
I think the first one he did last summer, he walked in a suit because he's always wearing a suit no matter how hot.
Uh-huh.
He walked middle grounds with people.
Oh, cool. Well,
that might have been Paula who did that. But he gets out there.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. 6:40.
Always good to see that.
That's just the news you need to know. It's Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot on Q105. Andy Cohen is now a dad. And what's going on with Ben Affleck? Who's he with?
Q105.
6:53, good morning. The morning reboot with Eric Chase Floyd on Q105. Let's see, in our 7 o'clock hour, a little bit after 7:30. At 7:30 or so, we're going to have a guest on, Amy, from the Anthony Wayne School System, because there's a mental health night there that I'll be speaking at. Amy's going to jump on with us. And after that, Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. It's Friends themed. I didn't know any of the answers to the questions.
That I have no hope.
I'll still ask them, and we've got a Taco Bell prize pack for the grand opening of a second Taco Bell in BG. That's after 7:30. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig, some entertainment news here with Eric and Valette. Andy Cohen, that was quick. He's dad.
Yeah, he just announce it like 3 weeks ago? Right before the new year.
Yeah. And then mention on one of the shows that I think with Anderson Cooper doing New Year's Eve that it will be a boy. The picture of him and his little boy is up on our Q105 Facebook page. The 50-year-old TV personality welcomed his first child via a surrogate yesterday and announced the happy news with a sweet black and white photo on his Instagram page. I think with the black and white photo, he was paying homage to us.
Duh.
And I'm pretty sure he's Jewish, too, so it's totally in us thing. He was cradling the newborn baby boy against his chest with a big smile. Wow, this is my son, Benjamin Allen Cohen. Cohen captioned the pic. He's 9 pounds, 2 ounces, 20 inches, born at 6:35 Pacific time, so around 9:30 last night. He's named after my grandfather, Ben Allen. I'm in love and speechless and eternally grateful to an incredible surrogate, and I'm a dad. Wow, good for him. And
that's awesome.
His husband...
Is he partnered?
I don't know.
I thought he was, like, notoriously single.
Well, he certainly has the resources to give that child a great life.
Right. Good. Congratulations, Benjamin.
The last we heard and spoke of Ben Affleck, it's that he was hanging up his Batman cape and cowl. And as we try to push the Penn Badgley casting, which I haven't seen rumored anywhere besides you and I tweeting at Penn Badgley. Did you see the tweet from my friend? She suggested Richard Madden.
Richard, yeah.
We like him.
Yes.
Last seen at the Golden Globes, mm-hmm. winning for Bodyguard. But Ben Affleck, no longer Batman, is with someone named Lindsay Shookus. They've struck up a friendship and again are spending time together, which I guess means they were together before. He's 46. She's an SNL producer and 38. An insider adds that while the exes are indeed talking again, both are more focused on their respective careers and families versus rekindling a full-blown romance. I had no idea they were together.
I don't even know who she is.
She's an SNL.
I want to Google
producer.
Her.
Well, I'm sure he's very talented. He really enjoys spending time with her, but his focus will remain on his kids and family, who are out west in LA. I think he's always been interested in seeing where his relationship with Lindsay could go, but these are two people who are very focused on their families, and that distance between New York and LA is difficult sometimes. Affleck is LA-based. He lives near ex-Jennifer Garner, 46, and their children, Violet, Serafina, and Samuel. Shookus lives in New York City, where she works on SNL and shares custody of a 5-year-old daughter with her ex-husband, Kevin Miller.
She's pretty.
She is similar, I'd say, to Jennifer. Like a younger version of Jennifer Garner.
If Jennifer Garner and Jessica Simpson had a baby.
Which could happen.
Right. It would look like her. She's very pretty. And she's an Emmy Award winner. Yeah.
I wonder if that will work out for him in the sense that they are bi-coastal and very mm-hmm. busy, so they will have to schedule their time together.
And all his kids are under the age of 10, correct?
Well, what did I say? Violet's 13, Serafina's 10, Samuel is 6. So I would guess if they could swing this, if they could make this work for a couple of years, maybe in 3 years, they can be together. I don't know.
Maybe they're just friends hanging out.
right. And just seeing where it goes.
Yeah.
Goop, who I only hear people disliking and hating on, the lifestyle and wellness juggernaut founded a decade ago by Oscar winner Gwyneth Paltrow, is expanding its original content efforts with a new docuseries at Netflix. Hey, if Marie Kondo can do it, so can Gwyneth Paltrow, right? There will also be an exclusive podcast partnership with, of all places, Delta Airlines, and a lot of programming centered around beauty, food, and books. It's still untitled, but the streaming series will hit Netflix this fall and consist of 30-minute episodes hosted by the site's editors, Chief Content Officer Elise Lanin, and Paltrow. They'll use experts, doctors, and researchers to examine issues relating to physical and spiritual wellness. Again, the similarly named Goop podcast is also signed exclusive distribution with Delta Airlines. The podcast is hosted by Paltrow and Lennon and was one of iTunes Store's most downloaded last year. Beginning in February, 8 episodes will stream on 600 Delta planes and push the show's reach to over 18 million listeners. The inaugural batch will include a one-on-one conversation with Gwyneth Paltrow and Oprah Winfrey.
It's a hit. You drop that name, it's a hit.
I only hear people hating on it and how some of the ridiculous ideas that come out of it.
Because she's out there too, though. Like, there's some stuff that she says, and I'm just like, are women really following this?
Apparently.
Yeah. So, to each their own, I'm not here to judge.
If you Google Paltrow and the V word that ends in agina, you get a very interesting tidbit. I believe she has passed along. No. It's 6:59 with the morning reboot. That's entertainment. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Jeffy McGee will be in with us to play the trailer game in light of the Toy Story 4 trailer. We will do movies with toys. That's after 9 o'clock. If you miss it, we have our podcast as well. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055. Did you find it?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's there. It's there.
You just said V-word?
V-word ending in agina. Oh, okay. And Gwyneth Paltrow. 6:59, the morning reboot on Q105. If you want to see a new graphic or a new logo, whatever you want to call it, we're pixelized. Hit up my Instagram. You can see that. Thanks to our number one listener who I tracked down in Argentina. If you're on the internet, I will find you. Forget about Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, and anybody else. I will track you down. We know about oversharing. How about undersharing in friendships? That's on the way. You still can't find it?
No.
All right, I'll help you. Hang on.
Q105.
712 on Q105 with the morning reboot with Eric Chase and Floyd. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. You can also call in after 7:30. Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. It's Friends theme for Taco Bell prizes. Panel full of ladies. We will need ladies to call. After 8 o'clock this morning, and how many speed gun tickets have you gotten after 8:30 this morning? I briefly mentioned this yesterday. Everybody's familiar with oversharing. We just talked about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
I had you Google her egg suggestion. That's like when you're at a party, you meet somebody, and you're like, hey, you like Gwyneth Paltrow? She's got this great suggestion to shove this here.
Right.
And it's like, oh, hi, right. Ashley. Right. Nice exactly. to meet you.
And they're like, I have one in me now. And you're like, I'm going to go get some punch.
Oversharing.
Oversharing.
I have a very dear friend. Let me give you an example of how dear a friend she is. If I said, Christine, I need you to come out here in the next couple of days. I have an emergency of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
She would find a way to get out here. She's that good of a friend. And I would make that ask. And I really wouldn't ask anybody to do that.
Right.
She sends me a text on Friday night. You ever have a feeling like you're the only one in this world? Like all the fun and stuff is gone. Like I'm old and washed up. Oh yeah. It's when I'm depressed. So that's what this is. I say it's possible. She says, what cheers you up? I say, sometimes I sleep it off, drink it off, work out. Well, booze and cocaine aren't working. And then she sent a couple. She's like, sleep is out for obvious reasons. And if I work out, I could have a heart attack. So I guess party up. Emoji, face emoji with the party hat on. And I was beginning to not feel well to go back up.
Right, right.
Whoa, wait a second. Like, that's not weed or, like, you said cocaine.
Right.
Like, that's a very hard drug.
So is it one of those situations, because I do this, where you reread the text message over and over and be like, wait, am I reading this right now? Like, See, I would have been like screenshot, like, hey, girl, what do you mean by this?
Ah. So how about...
So were you like taken back?
Yes, because this was an undershare, because we know everything about each other's life. When I have been in the throes of my anxiety-induced medical mania where I was like, Christine, I think this is the tumor that finally gets me and brings me to my knees. She will walk through that with me.
So you're the overshare part.
Not overshare.
Okay, but...
Because I can go to that stuff.
Okay,
I can go to her with that stuff.
Okay.
So we know all these things. Like, I would share certain things because I don't have... Like, I don't go to my dad with, like sex relationship issues.
Right.
We talk sports and some things.
Father-son stuff.
But a lot of father-sons talk about, you know, sex and relationships. But with Christine, it's everything. And for her to throw that, I have to go back to it. In fact, I'll text her this morning and be like, you went past that cocaine part. Like, is
like this everyone does it. It's fine. It's
was
normal.
This a one-time thing?
Uh-huh.
Is this regular? Because I have a problem with both, but right. I have a big problem with it being a thing.
Okay. So I have a similar story, but like it's not on like those lines. So like my friend, he moved away to Arizona for a while to go visit his grandparents. And I was like, all right, cool. Come to find out, his grandparents live here. He went to a facility to get himself together.
Like rehab?
Yeah. And I figured, like, and I found out after the fact, and I was like, hey, like, I tell him everything. So it's like one of those situations that, like, maybe you went through it. You were just like, wait, so you just start doing process of elimination. What for me, like, I became Nancy Drew real, real quick. And I was like, your parents live here. Both set of grandparents live here. You don't have a third set of grandparents. Why? You know what I mean? So I just went down, like, this rabbit hole, and then finally he just told me, and I go, hey, you think I could have told you, because I feel like I could have been there for you, but like for me, like your part is probably funny, because it just like for me it was just my undersharing moment came from, I think I automatically went to my brain like, do you not trust me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just go down these things like, why wouldn't you tell me? Well, I wouldn't tell anyone.
I could see why he wanted it. Maybe he was ashamed,
right? So, and this, like I said, this is forever. We're like good friends now. I think that me doing some investigation made us stronger friends than what we were before. So I think for me it was one of those things like, hey, you could have just came to me, but like, it was just like, I don't even know what it was. It was like MySpace days, and I don't know why. I was just like, wait, so-and-so's in Arizona, but his mom just updated a picture of both his grandparents. So I was just like, I sent the text message like, hey, how's Arizona? Oh, good, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, not thinking, because like he had his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, oh, okay.
I'm not a big organized religion person, but I am pretty spiritual, and you know, the universe gives you what you put into it.
Right.
So there's the, my great friend has a cocaine text. And then the other night, Sunday night, I get a random text message. Actually, Sunday afternoon. Ben from Detroit here. Still your number, ? It was a 248 number, which is my area code, which I've had since I moved to Detroit in 1999.
Okay.
And I know a Ben from Detroit from long time ago. And I finally, again, feeling better, decided to return the text last night, because it could have been anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I texted, it's always been my number. He says, Eric? I said, yeah. And he said, Ben from Clutch and the Fillmore here, the concert venue. Heard your name on the radio driving back from Indy. Figured I'd take a shot. Hope you're well, my old friend. This is like one of those people, I used to work in... host clubs for him, like the place that was a church that turned into a club.
Oh, I know. I know you're talking about.
He managed that place, Clutch Cargos.
Yes, okay.
And St. Andrews and the Fillmore now. And he's one of these people where I actually thought last night, like, I should go up and brave the concert crowds to visit him. And we were never that close.
Uh-huh.
We never hung out, but we worked closely.
But you impacted his life some way.
I guess so.
That he just sent you a text message.
We just worked closely together. Like, we worked well together. And we were cordial and nice to one another. And so that's the universe giving me someone for the fact that I might have to deal with a cocaine problem with my friend.
So, like, okay, so you didn't follow up, did you?
I will right now.
Like, is it real? Like, yeah, or was she just being, like, sarcastic? Because I've done that before, and I'm just like, I can't sleep. Shouldn't have done that.
I'll find out.
And they're like, what? And I go, I'm just kidding. I promise. I'm literally just laying here eating Doritos.
I will find out, because I'm quite dismayed at this update.
So yeah, we'll so like, that. Especially for being so close, like you've never been around her to be like, girl, you're off your rocker right now.
I mean, I'm not around her every day. I haven't been for 6 or 7 years now.
Oh, okay. So you never know what could happen.
All the time. And I'm disappointed. So I'll investigate. 7:20. I'm speaking at a mental health night tonight at Anthony Wayne Junior High. It's free. Not too late to RSVP to come out. Eric, why should I come out? I listen to you free every day on the radio. Well, because
this isn't your element, and like
it'll be a good time.
You could help someone.
Yes, tonight at Anthony Wayne, Amy, who's putting this event on, will be on with us around 7:30 to talk more about it.
Q105.
You hate Camila Cabello.
I don't hate the strong word. I don't hate anyone.
I hope she wins like artist of the millennium.
Here's the thing. She's up Grammys. For like, I think like 5.
I hope she wins 10.
I hope she wins best new artist because that's like a curse.
So she goes away?
Yes.
All right. 7:33. Good morning. The morning reboot with Eric Chase, Floyd, Q105. I've just released since there will be two new police chiefs in Sylvania and Maumee. And I saw a tweet from Chief Crowell of the TPD. I have just released on Twitter the police chief rankings.
Uh-oh.
Crowell's on top. Just a hint there. But I will go through those occasionally, ranking our area police chiefs. Let me welcome in somebody. Maybe I'll call a friend after tonight. I'll meet for the first time. Her name is Amy Barber. Amy, did I say your last name right?
You did.
Amy Barber from Anthony Wayne Schools. Amy has so kindly invited me to come out to speak to parents tonight and people in your school system and kids as well, students, for a mental health night. What does it have an official name, and how come you guys decided to do this?
The official name for this evening is Providing Lessons for Life.
Okay.
By encouraging positive mental health.
Well, we can't put that on a billboard. That's really long.
Well, we're having it this week because this week it happens to be National School Counselors Week. So we decided to promote this week through this program by offering this to parents. In the years that I've been a school counselor here at Anthony Wayne, this is year number 19, we've had a large increase of students who deal with anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
We see it increasing, and along with the anxiety, we experience a lot of depression and other mental health issues, and we just really wanted to create an awareness
mm-hmm.
and help educate parents on what a mental illness is and the fact that it is, an imbalance of chemicals in the brain, as well as it could be as the result of a traumatic event in the child's life.
Yes, I always talk about it, and something I'll talk about tonight. Some of us get the short end of the DNA stick, but environmental stressors can really magnify some of the things that are already within us. Like I said, that's one of the things that I'll talk about tonight. You're going to have some great resources on hand for these parents. They can tap into, like, NAMI and A Renewed Mind. My very new friends, Good Grief of Northwest Ohio. So this is going to be a good event tonight. What can I pick your professional mind here? What do you attribute, in your professional opinion, the rise in depression and anxiety in kids?
I believe our kids have a lot of demands on their life,
mm-hmm.
and they are so busy that they just haven't really learned how to regulate their emotions.
Sure.
So they can still be successful at school and in their outside extracurricular activities and just always being on the go. And, of course, technology, always wanting to be stimulated, and they just don't know how to cope with all those different feelings and emotions that they're experiencing.
I won't mention the name of the school, but maybe it can echo what you have going on to show that this is a problem for, kids here in cities, our entire region, and all over. This school told me that they have a lot of kids going to the nurses for, quote-unquote, stomach aches or headaches, or they're not feeling well. And then once the counselors dig in, they find out that it's not a stomach ache or a headache, that they might be enduring what could be a panic or an anxiety attack, and they're just confused as to how to put it into words, or they're just ashamed to talk about things like that.
Yes, absolutely. And we see that here also, and our nurses are very good at recognizing that, and then they'll refer them to us.
Good.
So we talk to them about, are you feeling sick? Are you feeling nervous inside?
For people that might not be able to make it out, and we dabble with some mental health stuff here on this show, what's a coping technique, like a real remedial coping technique that you pass along to those kids or maybe get over to their parents so that they can begin to help themselves so they don't feel like this avalanche of responsibilities and demands on them?
Yeah. Well, one of the basic things that I always start with is teaching the kids how to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
If they can just get themselves relaxed to a state where they can express what they're feeling, and then also their time management skills,
mm-hmm.
and putting things down in writing, making to-do lists, and realizing that, yes, I do have time for this in my schedule, but I might have to give up some of these video games or these group chats.
Yeah.
In order to allow myself to de-stress every day.
And that's good for adults, too, because they have similar problems and maybe some of the kids' issues. And this would be, I'd say this against all parents, maybe some of the kids' issues come from the parents not managing their time well, because we know as adults, doing what you do and what anybody does, the 40-hour week doesn't exist anymore. We're always on the go. And I found that making lists for myself is quite a helpful technique. And I like to think that when we do these things, it's more about let's not get to the take a deep breath part, because sometimes if you're having that kind of that torrent of anxiety, you just got to ride it out. So if we can be preventative and make these lists and go, you know what, I'll pass on video games for an hour and I'll just do a half an hour. And if we don't encounter these times of anxiety, it's a good way to defeat them.
Yes.
Tonight, Anthony Wayne, we're going to roll at what, like 5:30 tonight?
Well, you'll be kicking us off at 6 p.m.
Okay.
In the junior high gym. And then we'll have pizza and childcare available. And then we will also have two additional breakout sessions. With,
okay.
One with Erin Wiley. She'll be speaking about the signs and symptoms of mental illness in children. And then we'll also have Brenda Gift. And she'll be speaking about trauma and how that contributes to mental health and children.
Excellent. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for allowing me to come out and share some of my story and experiences. And I think I can provide some hope and help tonight. And I'll see you and meet you tonight.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Amy. If you'd like to see a little bit more about this, it's up on our Q105 Facebook page, Providing Lessons for Life by Encouraging Mental Health Awareness. I'm disappointed you can't make it.
I know. I just plan on going too.
You can come to the paid one next month.
Oh, can I carry like a little iPad, be your personal assistant? I won't even be turned on. I just want to walk behind you and be like, Mr. Chase is ready.
You can be you can be my official Instagram photo taker.
Done.
For this mental health influencer.
Will do.
There you go.
Just give me the date and the time.
Tacos Trivia Tuesday for Taco Bell prizes before 8 o'clock. Today's trivia theme is friends.
Q105.
Good luck. 7:52, the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd, 419-240-1055. We've got some callers lined up ready to go for Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. You bring the tacos, we bring the trivia and the prizes, and today's prize matches up well with Taco Tuesday because it's $25, a gift card to Taco Bell. There is a new Taco Bell and BG. Celebrate with them today from 4 to 6. Free Taco Bell tumbler to the first 50 people. Nacho fries are back. It's a free nacho fry giveaway during the grand opening later today, 11:30, South Main Street from 4 to 6 in BG. Taco Bell loves our community. Free nacho fries for everyone during the grand opening today. Again, 11:30 South Main Street from 4 to 6. We're doing friends trivia. You got to get all five right. You call first. If you know the questions, you know the answers. The questions are easy.
I have faith in caller one because she's named after a character.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Rachel?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Do you think you're like a friend's genius?
Okay, so maybe genius is aiming too high, but I feel like I'm definitely slightly obsessed.
Okay, I guess a mild obsession would be helpful in answering these questions. It will be multiple choice, so I appreciate you going first here. If you get all five correct, you'll get the Taco Bell gift card here on Tacos and Trivia. Oh, I forgot to play the intro again. Damn it. I'll play it at the end. All right, Rachel, here we go.
Okay.
What did Chandler get drunk on at Joey's birthday party? Vodka and cranberry? Jello shots or punch?
Vodka and cranberry.
Which company did Joey owe $1,100 to? I Love the Right, I Love Lucite, Lucy Loves Me.
I Love Lucite.
What heirloom did Phoebe inherit? A fur coat, a chair, a dollhouse?
She got a fur coat.
What was the name of the photographer who almost moved in with Chandler? Eric, Mark, Eddie.
Eddie.
Where did Monica and Ross's parents jet off to for Thanksgiving? Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Caribbean.
Oh, that one I'm really not sure of.
Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Caribbean.
Bahamas?
That is incorrect. You got the second and third one correct. Thanks very much, Rachel.
Oh, no. I was rooting for her.
I need to play it. Hold on.
Well, me and my friend want to know if you can make tacos. Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
We want tacos. It's Taco Tuesday.
On Q105's The Morning Reboot.
I like it.
Make all this cool stuff and I forget to play it.
I love it.
I think Brandon is next. We got a dude. Hi, Brandon.
Hello. Hi, how you doing?
I am great. Are you good with Friends, the TV show?
I'm currently in the middle of it, so
Did you just start watching, or are you rewatching for like the 40th time?
Just started watching it.
Late comer. What got you into it so late?
I was bored.
Okay. She got this first one incorrect, so you'll be down to two answers. What did Chandler get drunk on at Joey's birthday party? Jello shots or punch?
Jello shots.
Which company did Joey owe $1,100 to? She got this one correct. So what's the answer?
I don't remember what you said.
I love the right. I love Lucite. Lucy loves me.
I love Lucite.
What heirloom? She also got this one correct. What heirloom did Phoebe inherit? Fur coat, a chair, a house.
Fur coat. Yeah.
Okay. Two more to go. What was the name of the photographer who almost moved in with Chandler? She got this one wrong. So is it Eric or Mark?
I think it was Mark.
Where did Monica and Ross' parents jet off to for Thanksgiving? She got this one incorrect. So Puerto Rico or the Caribbean?
The Caribbean.
Brandon, you got the first three right, the last two wrong.
Oh, Brandon.
Thanks, man. Try again. Last up is Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
I hope you were paying attention. If you were, you already know all these answers, okay?
I already knew them anyway.
All right. Oh, you did?
Oh, I like Lindsay.
This is the Morning Reboot. It's Eric and Floyd. Lindsay, I'm not even going to give you the multiple choice because you're just going to give me the answers because you paid attention. What did Chandler get drunk on at Joey's birthday party?
It was Jello shots.
What company did Joey owe $1,100 to?
I Love Lucite.
What heirloom did Phoebe inherit?
A fur coat.
What was the name of the photographer who almost moved in with Chandler? The three options were Eric, Mark, and Eddie, and the last
Eric.
Thank you. Where did Monica and Ross' parents jet off to for Thanksgiving? I gave out three options. The Bahamas and the Caribbean were wrong. The only one remaining would be...
It's Puerto Rico.
Yes. So...
Yay.
Not as savvy as you think, but still a winner for Tacos and Trivia Tuesday with a $25 gift card to Taco Bell. How many times do you think you've watched all the episodes?
I literally watch it every night to go to sleep and have since it was new.
What's your favorite episode?
Oh, wow, that's hard. Probably the first couple of seasons are my favorite.
Okay.
and I tend to skip the last season because it makes me sad.
Right. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite secondary character besides the roommates?
Besides the roommates?
Yeah.
Mike.
Mike. Okay. I like the monkey.
Marcel. Yeah, just I do know that.
I prefer the animals. Lindsay, hold on a second. Good job. Don't go anywhere. I think I put her on hold. She's
there we go. Yep, she's blinking still.
All right, after 8 o'clock this morning, which is coming up. There you go, friend.
Thank you.
Panel full of ladies. I've got a list of questions to get to. We'll do that in less than 15 minutes after 8:30. There is a story on WTOL the last couple of days and on their website about speed gun tickets. They did a deep dive into how many have been written, how they catch you, the trophy desk one of the officers have. So we're going to talk about how many of these tickets you've gotten. That's after 8:30. Q105. 8:11 on Q105, the morning reboot. We have Devin lined up for our panel full of ladies. We need two more. I was trying to do this without offering, without dangling a prize.
Dangle, dangle.
I don't want to have to bribe people to call in.
No, this is their time to let us know about the latest.
419, because God, everyone will agree that I do not. I am completely disconnected from not only women, but most men. some people would be like, no, you're very connected to men.
I'm not even going to touch it.
We do need at least one more lady to call in for the panel full of ladies. It was Facebook's birthday, and now 69 is out. Nice. 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055 to be on our panel full of ladies. Call us now. Before we slide into that and we get one more caller to go with Devin here, we do a lot of like nostalgic things.
Mm-hmm.
We dip back into the 90s, and Fox Theater, May 15th, 7 o'clock. I don't think you can participate. Mark Summers will be there, and he's joined by sidekick Robin Russo. Double dare.
Hush your mouth.
Tickets for the show go on sale 10 o'clock Friday morning, February 8th. Oh, wait, you can register to be a contestant, but you have to fill out a waiver form. If you want to take a shot at this, go to our Q105 Facebook page.
Wait.
But Double Dare experience is coming to Detroit.
I can get slimed?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my dream.
I don't want to sign that waiver. That's got to be like 88 pages long. All right, we'll talk to Devin. Hi, Devin. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm a little peeved that we just have you. I'm glad that you call, and I'm glad you're not afraid of being on the radio or...
No.
somebody the other day on my Facebook page said, I'd love to call, but I don't like hearing my voice on the radio. I'm like... You don't hear it.
You don't have to hear it. Yeah.
We hear it, and it's like making any... Is calling us any different from any other phone call?
Truly, no. I'm on the phone about good 50% of the day for my job, so I mean, I'm pretty used to it.
What do you do? Do you do telemarketing, or do you work in a call center?
No, I'm in sales, basically. Oh. I work in catering, so I'm constantly calling people, getting details.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you're... How old are you again, and where are you from?
I am 23, and I am from Toledo.
Excellent. Well, thanks for calling. Floyd's listing everybody else up here for us. 8:13, the morning reboot on Q105. I'll go to three. Who do we have on three? Floyd, that was fast! I love that. We have Devin, 23, single. Kim, 29, married. Kim, do you have any kids?
Yes, one.
Okay, and where do you live?
In Metamora, Ohio.
Ah, our first Metamoran that's called in. Danielle, 26, married. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Do you have kids?
Yes, one.
What? Okay, I thought you might have been another Danielle. All right, where do you live, Danielle?
Toledo.
All right, first up, Devin, since you called in first, your ideal romantic Valentine's Day dinner.
I'll have to say, and I'm probably one of the very few people that have done this, but I have never been to Nancy's whatsoever. So going to any of the Nancy's restaurants and just sitting down and talking with someone, I'm very old school and an old soul, so just being able just to get to know someone and enjoy a nice dinner, I'm very classic.
I like the Mancy's. I'd make the reservation now, or if it's not too late. Kim, what about you? What's your ideal romantic Valentine's Day dinner?
I don't know, probably just somewhere nice, like Longhorn Steakhouse or something like that.
Okay. Danielle, what is the ideal romantic Valentine's Day dinner?
Well, my child is almost one, and we really haven't been out by ourselves on a date. So I think just being out by ourselves this Valentine's Day, and we both love Red Lobster. So I'm looking forward to something like that.
You'll bring us a bag of the rolls afterwards, right?
Ooh, the cheddar biscuits.
Yes.
Hopefully, is he kind of like on the clock to get a sitter so that you guys can get out for the first time in a year?
We're both pretty low maintenance, so we'll just be like, eh, what do you want to do? Who cares? And I mean, we would both try to probably initiate, but it'd probably end up being me getting a sitter.
Okay. Well, this is a question we've never asked before, but it, you know, the random thoughts pop into my head, and I feel like, Devin, have you ever seen or touched a dead body other than like at a funeral?
No.
Okay.
That was the most random question. Like, Devin, I put my hands over my face like, really?
Kim, have
you ever... How do you go from Valentine's Day to the
exactly.
dead body?
Exactly.
Well, since you asked, I was reading a story from a Philadelphia online newspaper back in my neighborhood where I grew up, and I saw that there was an old guy that was 60 years old. He had dementia, and he vanished, and then they found him dead on the railroad tracks.
Wow.
And, oh, my. So,
yeah, so I maybe want to ask. Kim, have you ever seen or touched a dead body other than at a funeral?
No, I wouldn't even dare to try to touch something that was...
Okay. Danielle, what about you? Have you ever seen or touched a dead body other than at a funeral?
Yes, I work in healthcare, so I've had my fair share.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, if you have any pull with the Lucas County Coroner's
Office.
Oh,
here we go.
I still want to visit the morgue. I want to go to the morgue so bad. Okay, Devin, since the Super Bowl is over, what is the next sports event that's on your calendar that you'll go to a party to, you've got some interest in, even if it's just like opening day?
Well, yeah, it would be definitely opening day or hopefully playoffs for the Walleye.
Okay.
They're not considered out of it, right?
No, I think playoffs would start a little after opening day, but okay, good to know. Kim, what about you? What's the next big sporting event on your calendar?
Well, I'm not super into sports, but my husband would want to do anything with like opening day with baseball or something like that.
Oh no, that's the basis of the question. Like I would think most guys are in a sports, some women are. So what are you looking forward to?
I don't care. I'm into animals. I show horses, so horse show season starts in spring.
Oh, I like
so.
That.
That would be mine.
Okay. Nice. Good answer. Danielle, what about you? What's the next big sporting event that's on your calendar?
My alternative Valentine's Day plan is to go to a Walleye game. So.
Okay. Not a bad idea at all. Let's see. All right. Last question. Another kind of random one, Floyd.
I'm ready.
Because last night.
Right. Exactly. Uh-oh.
So, no, this doesn't have anything to do with the dead body, I promise. If it does, I would never call this radio station again, and I would probably leave the state. So, if you can't cook or make dinner, what's your bottom barrel go-to? For instance, I came across somebody last night who had pretzel goldfish and a vitamin water. So, Devin, you first. If you can't cook or make dinner, how will you feed yourself for dinner?
Well, I typically have hummus and like pretzel chips at my apartment. So just something a little healthy, or I always try and keep fresh fruit. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with those two items.
Yeah, good standby. Kim, what about you? I'm sure it's a little more difficult with kids.
Oh, I just have a newborn, so I don't know anything about that yet, but you always have peanut butter and jelly in the house.
Yeah, you're so right. You're so right. It's like whatever I can cobble together. Danielle, how about you? What, if you can't cook or make dinner, what's like your bottom barrel go-to?
Probably some sort of sandwich as well, and chips or a pizza.
Yeah.
I wasn't even on my radar.
I was just saying, no, you like you can't go out of no ordering, but yeah.
Oh, can't go.
Chip,
okay, yeah,
chips
probably
work.
Some sort of sandwich.
So awesome. For the mom with the newborn, stock up on cereal.
Yeah.
Is that the secret?
That is, when a kid is hungry and they don't want what you cook, you just toss them milk and cereal.
Devin,
that's how my parents raised me.
That's how my mom was the same way.
Devin, Kim, and Danielle, ladies, thanks for being on the panel full of ladies. We'll talk to you soon. We appreciate it. 8:20 on the morning reboot with Eric Chase and Floyd Q105.
Miss Donna's go-to. Oh, you don't want to cook what I have? okay, you can eat these Frosted Flakes.
With milk?
I was a with milk person. I sure was. I like soggy cereal. I know.
What's your bottom barrel?
Cereal. There's always cereal in my house.
For me, I usually almost always have a wrap. But there's nothing good in it other than a slab of peanut butter.
I mean, a wrap is a wrap.
Right.
If you roll it, it becomes a wrap.
Yeah.
It's like, I have this theory. It's totally going to go off. What makes a cake a cake? A cake is nothing but sweet bread, but you put candles in it, it's a cake.
You bake it.
You bake bread.
I guess you break bread. Okay. And it's super sugary.
Yeah. So it's just sweet
and
bread.
It's a treat.
It's just sweet bread.
All right, fair point. 8:20 with the morning reboot on Q105. So WTOL did something the other night about the speed cams that we've probably all got shot with or by and received a ticket. Let's talk about those. And I want to see how many. I actually have a lot of questions about whether or not you've gotten one. Have you beaten it? I have. Let's get into that after 8:30.
Q105.
All the inappropriate stuff off the air. 8:33, good morning. The morning reboot with Eric Chase Floyd on Q105, 419-240-1055. You can text or call the show, and this does require your participation. There was a story, I think it's Sweeps, where the TV networks get really heavily rated. So NBC24 talked to the mayor. I don't know what 13 did. WTOL did something with, I think, the officer, the TPD officer, who's in charge of the handheld cameras. I call them speed guns. Let me give you a couple of numbers. I won't beat you up with too much math here, but through a public records request, by the way, you can request anything you want. One from the government or the police department. They examined 67,000 tickets between January 1 of last year and Halloween. It led to nearly $8 million in revenue. During the 20 minutes, WTOL was with the officer, I think, on the overpass at ProMedica on 475.
I know it too well.
Yeah, we all do. Mm-hmm. Going westbound. He registered 15 tickets at nearly $2,000 in potential revenue. So why is this happening? Because the governor, John Kasich, slashed local government funds. So Toledo had to find a way to make $15 million. Traffic accidents, apparently. Now, traffic accidents have apparently fallen 10% in Toledo. I don't know if the handheld cameras have anything to do with that, or it's over here, speed guns right. And generating revenue. Over in the other end of the city, there's lesser accidents. It could be coincidental.
I think it, personally
hold,
for me.
Wait, hold okay, on. Go. I got more. Ohio drivers got 45,000 of the 67,000 tickets written. One concerned citizen says she was going 50 miles an hour in a construction zone. They're impersonal. They're just a cash cow. My biggest beef is you live on residential streets that have children running everywhere and people going 50 down my street. Try to get a police out here and they won't do it. To me, that's more important than catching somebody going 11 miles over on the interstate. Good point, Jeannie.
I love you, Jeannie. So I've been personally victimized.
How many have you gotten?
One, but I didn't pay it, so I might as well have got two.
That means it's 125?
I got it 120, and then I was, I like to say that I was going to fight it to make myself feel better, but I fully know that I wasn't going to go to that court appearance. So it went from a 120 to 145.
Okay. I've gotten three.
But it stops after that, because I looked it up.
Well, here's what I want to try to get to the bottom of this, because there's so much misinformation out there on Reddit, on Facebook, 419-240-1055. I'm looking for two specific questions to be answered here. One, I've said from the get-go with this, it's a tax. Either they do this or taxes unilaterally go up.
Yeah.
And there's ways to avoid this. Always be, I think the clock or the camera goes off at 11 over. Because everybody that I've spoken to, which is not everybody, gets a ticket for 11 over at all times. I've gotten three of them. They've all been 11 over, all roughly the same area. I beat the first one because it didn't provide specific enough detail for me to fight it. I paid the next two. I have expected others just because the one that I think nabs a lot of people is 75 going on a 475 westbound. There was an officer just at the split there, and you're getting, and it dips down to 50 on 75 there.
And it starts at a turn too, because I know, because that's where I got mine. And for me, and I text you right away, and I said, because we had talked about it when we first started, I was like, ugh, I got a speeding ticket. He's like, let me guess. You said, let me guess. It was like from 30 days ago. And I go, and I looked at it, and it was like literally exactly like 27 days. I was like,
takes a couple of weeks to come out. The guy, the officer also said in the story, they have a trophy desk of people who have gone the fastest. Like one guy in a Corvette was going 126 miles an hour. And the officer said, there's no way I could catch that guy in a police car. I get it. Like those people are, to Gene's point, like those people are being dangerous and reckless.
Reckless, yes.
But if I'm doing 71 in a 60, I'm, by the definition of the law, I am speeding. But am I driving recklessly? Hold on. Unlikely, if I'm going with the flow of traffic, and I'm not trying to just make excuses here at all. I realize that it's there to generate revenue. And Dennis Swan, our lawyer friend who helped me fight the first ticket, brought up a great point about said officer chasing that person down. When you get these tickets, while, yes, they pointed out in the story, you'll talk about it and tell people you got it, and that might spread the word to go, hey, slow down, or at least slow down in these areas, which I don't think there's a lot of accidents in these areas. Anyway, it's more about neighborhood traffic or speeding on Talmadge or Lasky or Alexis, not on 75 or 475. Dennis said, if I'm doing 126, or let's say I'm doing 80 in that spot where we both talked about, if I unknowingly get a ticket from for doing 80 and 60 or whatever it is, that's not going to stop me in that minute from getting it up to 126.
Right.
But we all know if we actually get pulled over, we all of a sudden drive a little bit more carefully.
Yeah, we do. We hit that brake real good.
Here's my big question. Well, besides how many of these have you gotten? Two, I want the truth on whether it dings your credit. Because they're civic or civil infractions. They don't get pushed over to the insurance, your insurance company, as with an accident where your rates will go up. But apparently, if you don't pay it, it will go to collections.
It does. Yeah. From what I was told, that's the main thing.
Who told you?
Who told me? My friend.
See?
Well, I can't. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what she does, but she told me she's a very reliable source.
Okay. Well, if your friend, who is probably some authority here, let me see if this if this links up. 419-240-1055. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd, The Morning Reboot. It does go to collections, and you will get hounded. But you can call the credit bureaus or reach out to them and dispute it, and you'll win. But doing that is tedious and time-consuming. So it's almost worth just paying the damn $120 if you have it.
Yeah, and I think when I was with you, I was going to say, remember I said I was going to try to fight it, and you're like, no, just pay it. And I was like, no, I'm going to fight it. And then I set it aside, and then I missed my date, and they sent me a reminder. And they'll keep sending you reminders, because I have like 5 reminders.
They are often written incorrectly, and you can fight them based on that. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for calling us. Have you gotten many of these tickets?
I have gotten 22 of them.
Whoa! Slow down!
Yes. And I am being sued, actually. I just got a letter from the bailiff, and I'm actually being sued.
Okay, so why are you driving so fast?
I'm not. It's only going like a few miles over, maybe 10 at the most.
It's
and then
11. It's 11.
Okay, it's
the guns activate, from what I've been told, at 11, and all the ones that I've received are exactly 11 over.
Wow, that's a lot of money, girl.
Why would you? Okay, so let's just say that you're not driving recklessly and you're always at 11 over and not 88 over. Well, what's, like, so you haven't paid any of them, right?
I did at first, and then, no, I stopped paying them.
So how much do you potentially owe here?
$2,000 they're suing me for.
Oh, so you got collection. They went to collections, right?
No, it never did. It's never been on my credit. It's never done nothing.
Really? I guess that's the other side of it, too, where maybe they send it to collections, maybe they don't. But they are. Yep. So the city is suing you?
Yep. I got court on the 20th.
But, okay, so quick question. Have you been in, like, contact with them? Like, you haven't, like, tried to avoid them? Have you, like...
Yes, I tried to actually set up payments with their office when I got the first letter, and they denied my payment. And so they said it was already, like, judgment's already against you, and now I have to go to court for it. And
maybe that's why the collections isn't in, because they've already sent it to a higher court that she's getting sued. That's crazy. Are you freaking out? Because I'm freaking out for you.
I am. I'm freaking out. I really am.
I'm not freaking out for you, but I do want to go to your court date. Can you send me a message?
Well, we threw up.
I would like to sit in the gallery with this and watch all this unfold. I am not freaking out at you or for you because why don't you just slow down like after the fifth one?
No, I don't even realize that I'm doing it most of the time, I guess.
I get that, but
I have to be on her side with that one because there's been times that I'm just like...
I'm keeping up with traffic is what I'm doing.
I'm the same way. I'm like, well, if they're going fast but here's the reality of the situation, though. They're probably getting caught, too, and you're just following the Joneses, and you got caught as well.
Or maybe. I hate to talk Black Cal. I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
Heather.
Hold on 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Okay, I hate to be Black Helicopter here, but I wonder if, like, you're on a list and they just keep tagging you, knowing there that you're not paying, that they could create this lawsuit against you to force you to pay them.
Right. I don't know.
So she's, like, the one they're setting example out of.
I don't want to be the example.
Slow down!
Heather, we got to slow down, girl.
2012, these tickets are.
Oh.
Heather, we got to run. Thank you. Let's talk to this person. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for calling the Morning Reboot on Q105. How many of these speed gun tickets have you gotten?
So I've gotten 9, which I thought was a lot, but not compared to your first caller.
Right. Why haven't you slowed down?
Well, so the first 4 were in 1 week.
Wait, is this my Wendy?
Yes, it's your Wendy.
Oh, my God. We talked about this the other day. Hey, girl. Hey.
I know.
I'll see you tonight. Okay, go. Sorry.
9. So you got 4 in a week.
Yeah, 4 in a week. So I had a training over at an elementary school off of Door in Collingwood.
Okay.
And it was a 5-day training, Monday through Friday, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Bang.
I got the ticket. So, but what complicated everything was that we purchased our car through, like, I don't know, GM discount, one of those auto discount things. And so the title had to have my mother-in-law's name first on the title.
Oh, no.
She got all the tickets.
Everything and anything having to do with the car goes to their address. Well, unfortunately, she had been in the hospital for 3 months, and mail just sat there.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Did you explain this to them?
Oh, God, no. You know, I let it go. We had somebody I worked with that was doing our public policy was like, Wendy, don't pay it. They're going to pass a law that they're illegal.
Don't listen to that person.
Yeah. So I ended up paying them because my father-in-law kept getting the notices that were past due. And he was freaking out, like, it's going to be on his credit. I need to do something about it. So I ended up paying all of them because, like I said, all the mail goes to their house.
Right.
Anything that has to do with it. So, yeah.
Wendy.
But, yeah, I thought 9 was a lot, but not compared to 2.
Right. You're in good territory.
Wendy, you illustrated exactly what my friend Dennis, the lawyer, said about this. You did not slow down, and you were doing a different path all week. Had they had pulled you over, you would be more aware of the speed limits and safety restrictions in that neighborhood. Instead, you kept zooming through it all week, and they kept clicking you and clicking you.
Yeah. Well, also, that particular corridor on Door Street, it used to be 40.
Right.
They put the camera up, lowered the speed limit to 30.
Yeah.
And it was there for 2 years. That camera is gone, and the speed limit is back up to 40.
Yep. Yeah, it's a rig. It's a racket. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy.
There's no reason for that spot that we keep talking about to be 50 miles an hour on 75. I believe there are some construction barriers up, because I don't think you're allowed to have an interstate with a speed limit of 50, but with those construction things there, they can say it's that zone, 50.
That's what I was going to say earlier, that if I can understand if you're in a construction zone, like there's people working, there's lives and all that stuff. But like you said, and it drops from 50, and it's not even a long stretch of the 50 mile. It's like you just go around the turn straight, and there's like an on-ramp where you merge with traffic, and then it's back up to, like, skyrockets to 65-70. I'm just like,
Can somebody ask WTOL to continue this story and get the answers that we're looking here? Like, does it go to collections? Sometimes it does. Because instead we have people going, don't pay that. It's illegal. Because that's ridiculous. Don't listen to that person.
They're, oh, we're getting some texts. And someone says, you guys should set your things on cruise control. And I have a tricky car. Sometimes she wants to be on cruise control. Sometimes she doesn't. So I'm going to have to look into that.
And if your cruise control, we're not talking about like atomic time here. Like maybe their gun is calibrated a mile an hour fast and your cruise control in an older car is set a little 847. You can keep the text coming, 419-240-1055.
Q105 traffic spot.
12 on Q105 with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase and Floyd. We'll introduce our guest in 1 second so we can have some fun. First, let me give you that keyword again, the national keyword for the $1,000 payoff. Text CHECK to 95819. Text CHECK, C-H-E-C-K, to 95819. Try to win the $1,000 payoff now. Our guest, our pop culture guru, our pop culture revenge, Jeff McGee, is here. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How are you all doing today?
Good morning.
What was your quick take on the Super Bowl and its pop culture impact?
All things considered, I think the Super Bowl was pretty much the lamest game that they could have possibly closed out the season with, beyond everything, and the bad guys won. So you know that nobody's going to be... It all would have been forgiven if somehow the Rams had managed to pull it off and people wouldn't have remembered how boring the game was up until that point. And then add in the fact that on an ad level, it was not a particularly well done Super Bowl. Like, the theme of robots just got overwhelming after a little bit. And so ultimately, it was kind of, we go through this every year, and yet somehow over the last, 10 years or so, the Super Bowl has been excellent games. And even if one aspect of it doesn't live up to it, you can get through it because the game is fun to watch.
Yeah, the rest of
the game wasn't there.
Right. It was a shoddy night, and I went to bed after the Maroon 5 halftime performance.
that was another factor.
I woke up and I saw it was 13-3, and I didn't see any more commercials that I felt the need to dive into. I was like, I made the right call. The Toy Story 4 trailer dropped,
And this coming weekend we also have the arrival of the new Lego movie, Lego 2, the second part. And so this week, we are looking at toys, as in, toys that inspired big screen trips. And there are way more of them than you probably even thought of at first glance.
I'm nervous.
So we're looking for toys and games here. But now, granted, without Demetrius here, we've got a situation where, the uber geek in the room probably has a massive bonus here. So, Floyd, I'm not expecting you to do great.
Oh, but my geek is strong. Well, I'm not as strong as that one.
That's my point. So, ultimately, the uber geek isn't actually playing and actually organized the game. So, in the grand scheme of things, I'm figuring that Eric has, this would be the equivalent of home field advantage in a lot of ways. But we shall see.
By the way, I did text him. I was like, hey, you're always welcome to come in. And I said something else. He said, I think I'll pass today. All right. I'm proving this to the panel. I didn't tell him not to come.
That's a forfeit.
Essentially. And he'd been on a 2-week win streak at this point. Yeah. So ultimately he has basically taken the role of, I'm Cal Ripken Jr. and I'm going to sit this one out and just let it be and let my streak end at a whopping 2. So,
all right.
Let's go to number 1 on the list, please, of movies based on toys.
At the far end of the universe, there is a planet ruled by a being of utter evil.
Boy came close, but he didn't actually.
And there is only one man who dares challenge him.
Flash Gordon?
Nope.
They are locked in a battle to the death. A battle that will take them across the heavens.
You buzzed in. What is it, Jeff?
You buzzed in too late. That would be Masters of the Universe,
He-Man
movie from 1987. Yes, does anybody remember it with Dolph Lundgren?
It was awful.
Yes, it was.
It was awful.
We are actually, people have gotten to the point where if something is awful long enough ago, they become nostalgic for how awful
it
was.
All right,
and forgettable.
So nothing. As we go to number 2 on the list, please.
Let me tell you something, son.
Transformers.
Why did I know? I didn't even need...
That's you. You can have that one.
I'm guessing that was the song even by itself.
First note of... Well, was that New Divide or where do... Yeah, the first note of Linkin Park.
I should have cut it in way or later in the trailer when nothing was going on. So
Rip Bernie Mac.
Yep, yep.
By the way, this is Jeffy McGee here with us in the trailer game. I'm up 1-0. Let's see if you can get, at least get on the board, Floyd.
It's okay. So
we are currently two into our movies based on toys list. Floyd is still playing catch up as he was since before the game even started. And we go to number three, please.
I want the warheads ready to launch in 1 hour.
When I'm finished. This world will never forget.
Battleship?
Nope.
We have never faced a threat like this.
Thank you, because I was hoping for that.
The team is being assembled.
Is this Pacific Rim?
No! There was no Pacific Rim toy before that.
What is it?
That is G.I. Joe. Yeah. Thank you very much. That was the first one, Rise of Cobra. And there is a third one, believe it or not, that is actually being developed for a 2020 release.
The second one was okay, but the fact that they killed Channing Tatum in the first 3 minutes was awful.
Yeah, basically. But at the same time, if he wasn't going to be available, and let's be honest here, this is not a franchise that shies away from killing off Duke if need be. Or at least they didn't, because they were going to in the 1980s, and then they decided that...
Too nerdy, stop.
No, it's okay. All right, so we still are 1-0 as we go to number four on the list, please.
Every person in this room has the perfect motive.
Stand back!
For murder.
What do you mean?
Clue?
That is murder. Clue. Very well done, Eric.
That's a board game.
Yeah, where's the toy aspect?
Yeah, that is a toy. Thank you very much. Toys and games, I said as we started. Thank you. So there are going to be others. By the way, you called out Battleship earlier, and you didn't whine about that at that point.
Yeah, you did.
So guess what? There are other board games on this
list. Sometimes you just have to swing hard and hope you hit it. But I would disagree that board games are toys, but okay.
You're the host. Where do you buy them in the toy store? Where do you buy them in any store?
In the board game section.
Which is right next to and within the toy section. So thank you very much.
So is the Christmas stuff.
You got it right. Why are you complaining?
Can't stop fighting.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa. All right. We go to number five on the list, please.
I'm going
to
get one.
Good morning, apartment. Ready to start the day.
Jumping jacks. Hit them. One. Two.
Floyd, go for it.
No.
Three. I am
another
so
voice.
Up.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Overpriced copy.
That's $37.
Wreck-It Ralph. I messed
up.
I messed up. I'm sorry.
Movie. If you had waited 0.5 seconds,
I got too excited.
You would have had it.
I love that movie.
I put the Everything is Awesome in there specifically to make it easy.
Oh,
and you guessed too soon. Tragic, really.
All right, what's next?
Number six, please.
Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Establish a recon post downstairs.
Code Red, repeat. We are Code Red.
Toy
Recon
Story?
That's Toy Story.
I was like, wait a minute. No, because if I say it, I'm going to be so wrong.
Dear listener, you should have looked. Floyd was so gun-shy, he kept coming close and not quite committing to it.
Because I get excited when I buzz in, and then I say word vomit, and I'm just like,
So right. Eric's up 3-0. We go to number seven on the list, please.
I'd like to welcome you all to the RIMPAC International Naval War Games.
Battleship.
That's Battleship.
Oh, I didn't want to answer because I figured it was taken off the thing. Oh, poop. It's okay. I'm going to get 1 point.
Did anybody actually watch Battleship, may
I
ask?
Yes, I did, because Rihanna had that one horrible line. She went to say bomb, but she goes, bomb.
With all the enthusiasm of a sedated elephant. Yeah.
What's the score, Jeff?
Let's go to number eight on the list, please.
Twilight Sparkle, and this is my home.
My Little Pony.
You got one.
I own that movie. No shame.
Are you a brony?
I am. I own the original movie and that movie, and I also have the complete series from the 80s.
I actually did a whole story on bronies for my old paper once upon a time.
I'm not deeply like that.
Have you watched the Netflix show You?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what it's about?
No, not really.
Nice guy actually kills a lot of people.
Okay.
That should be season two. Netflix season two of You. Bronies.
Done.
Okay. All right, 10?
No, we're on to 9. And this one might be the hardest one of this entire list.
Sing one of your songs. I don't like being on camera.
some point we all wish that we could just become someone else.
I am very impressed.
Shut your mouth. And you know I love that cartoon.
Yeah, but the movie, let's be honest here, nobody saw the movie.
It literally
was pulled from theaters in like 2 weeks because nobody saw it. It was one of the biggest flops they ever did. So, all right. So number 10 on the list, please, of movies
there
based on toys.
Like even after someone you love has died, there's still a way you can talk to them.
You want to talk to Debbie.
I'm just going to assume it's the Ouija board.
That's Ouija. Yes, it is. Very well done.
Oh, there's a fun game for kids.
Yes!
But it's still sold in the toy section. Thank you very much.
When did this come out?
This was 2014, and it did well enough that they made a damn sequel to the Ouija movie, Origin of Evil.
Have we debunked those yet? Like, how do they work?
Because it's a psychological thing where somebody pushes it without really thinking about it. I mean, people don't think they are, but they are. Okay. And it's a matter of, you know, it just happens, and people don't really want, people want to believe, so they believe. It's that's the truth of a lot of things.
My sister got one for her birthday one time. It did not show up the next day. My mom threw it away. She said, not in her house. None of that devil stuff in my house.
Black mom clack back.
Not my house.
All right, last one, Jeff.
Last one.
My name is Branch. Why do I live in a heavily fortified survival bunker? Because right outside my door,
clue number one,
a nightmare.
Shrek?
Nope.
That's Justin Timberlake.
Poppy. Yes, it is.
That is Trolls.
That is Trolls. Very well done.
Wait, so it was like 4-3?
It was 5-3.
Ah, this is okay.
Because we missed a few at the beginning, which I thought, yeah, I thought like G.I. Joe at the very least for someone in the room was a gimme. But... so it was closer than it's been in a lot of weeks.
That
so Floyd,
damn
you,
Lego
you,
movie.
You performed.
Got me.
Oh, yeah, if you had gotten that, you still would have lost. But you would have lost by one instead of two. So it was a noble effort at the very least.
I'm mad at myself over
you should
that
be.
One.
You're getting there. You're getting...
I own that movie.
If
and
you
I
just
love
waited
that movie.
0.5 seconds longer, you would have heard the song, and that was the giveaway. And
our
yet...
friend, Jeffy McGee, our pop culture guru, so the Lego movie's out this week.
Lego movie's out this weekend, as is What Men Want, for those of you who want to see Taraji P. Henson play Mel Gibson. And so...
will he have a cameo of any kind?
I doubt it. You know, all things considered, I think it's better that he sits this one out, thank you. Although they keep trying to make the Mel Gibson redemption story a part of Hollywood, but people aren't really buying it just yet.
And every
thankfully.
Time he comes back, he has like a drug coke binge outburst, and we're just like, stop.
It's promotion. And with his like 20-something-year-old wife who adores everything about him. Mm. And I guess when you fund your own movies, you can be as racist and as hateful and as anti-Semitic as you want.
And I guess there's still talk about him doing a sequel to Passion of the Christ at this
Why?
Point.
He died.
I hate to break it to you, but there's a spoiler alert. He does resurrect. So,
okay. Jeff, good to see you.
Good to see you as always.
Keep me
Thank
abreast
you very much.
Of PlayStation Network sales.
Will do. All right, have a good one.
24 most liked tweet. We'll get to that soon.
Do the math. One.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Came out of nowhere.
I'm going to go first. I'll go
yeah,
first.
You can go first.
From K Dollar Sign at Kelly Troilo. If Ted Bundy, now don't get bent out of shape on this, please. Again, we're trying to practice here compartmentalization. Something can be funny and other people's issues can be really serious. And things that we say on the radio is often irreverent. We're not encouraging this kind of behavior.
That is
Done.
Your disclaimer.
Jesus Christ. If Ted Bundy can starve himself down to 100 pounds to fit through a vent to escape prison, then I can do the same for spring break.
I thought I saw that tweet. I was like, that's a good one.
I'm not encouraging you to be bulimic or anorexic for spring break.
No. Mine is inspired by the panel full of ladies earlier.
Okay.
It's from At Some Mom. I believe she's from Toledo because we follow each other. Yesterday, it said, there we go. Roasted a chicken, made corn, salad, and eventually a hot dog. My daughter ate an effing waffle for dinner. Frozen. Hashtag mom problems.
Was it thawed a little bit at least?
No, I'm pretty sure it was frozen. My nephew was the same way. My sister would make like elaborate meals for him, and he'd eat a cold hot dog and be content about it.
We asked a question earlier on the panel full of ladies. When you can't cook or make dinner, what's your like bottom of the barrel go to? I read something yesterday that was like, I eat pretzel goldfish and have a vitamin water.
Mm-hmm.
And we get all kinds of answers.
Yeah. I'm cereal man.
Last thing, happy Chinese New Year.
Is it? What is it the year of?
The pig.
Oink,
Oink.
So it gives
Mike
us a chance.
Buck.
Yep. Mike Buck, Sylvania State Farm, hashtag some pig. He is a proud pig owner. His name is Wilbur. Mike's also a great sponsor of the show. It is the year of the pig. I would think if I felt like eating a ton of junk food today, I would either go to Tasty Thai, Bangkok Kitchen, or what's the buffet next to Walmart on Glendale?
Ooh, the new, oh.
It's not new.
Hong Kong. No, no.
Whatever it
Hong
is.
Hong Kong, yeah. Hong
that
Kong
that buffet right there where you walk over a bridge of fish
the
and
one,
you can dive into everything.
The one you actually go to the Great Wall.
Right.
Because that's where their buffet is. I was with my mom one day and I was like, I think we're eating at the Great Wall. And she's like, what are you talking about? And then we look at the buffet. We're like, it's literally in the shape of the Great Wall.
It's a great place.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not because I don't want to test my stomach at this moment.
Oh, you're getting over it. You don't want to go back.
The Chinese New Year will have to celebrate without me. I'll get you another time.
Oink, oink.
Tomorrow, we have a guest coming in. Her name is Alex Thomas. There's a new wellness center opening up in August. We'll have Alex in to talk about that. We'll do a panel full of ladies and more. Hope to see you tonight at Anthony Wayne Middle School for their Mental Health Awareness Night.
Yeah, and you going at 6, Mr. Man.
So happy I go first.
Yay.
I don't like hearing other people's stuff before mine.
Does it question what you have planned out?
Doesn't question, but it plants seeds and I get to thinking about it where
and
I should
you
just
add
be.
More.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And I want to be home as soon as I possibly can.
That's me this evening. I'm like, my bed is just like, come back. I'm like, give me 12 hours. I'll be there. I promise.
You'll be
there.
It's
a true story.
Okay. 9:42. You get the podcast a little bit after 10 o'clock. Text Eric to 419-240-105. You get all 2 hours or so of the content here on The Morning Reboot with Eric Chase and Floyd. Back tomorrow at 5:45 till 10. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on Q105.
Do the math.